You can sit here, if you want. Go ahead. This party's become rather crowded. I didn't mean to take up the whole couch by myself. But I suppose it isn't a full-sized couch. More of a love seat, isn't it? Just for two people, anyway. Do you have enough room? I apologize if my skein of yarn intrudes upon your personal space. I think yarn is notorious for creating intimacy. Do you like the color? Its official name is Aurora Borealis. I decided against knitting with my double-pointed needles tonight. I was afraid that I'd scare everyone away. Those DPNs could be quite deadly. However, the circular needle that I am using could potentially do a lot of damage, I imagine, but I doubt that it's nearly as imposing as those sharp double points. I'm knitting a pair of socks simultaneously. Do you see? This way, I'll be finished with both at the same time, and guaranteeing that they'll be the same length. Do you know how to knit? I love knitting. It's very relaxing. I make all my own clothes. I made everything I'm wearing tonight, except the shoes. But I got those for a song at the magical thrift store. That's where I get most of my sewing patterns, too. This blouse was all the rage in 1964. Do you like the colors? I don't know anyone at this party. Do you know the host? I may have been introduced, but I don't remember. A friend of mine brought me here, trying to get me out of the house more often, but it looks like she left without me. I hope she's having fun. She's a very fun person. How are you? Well, I appreciate you sitting with me and chatting. Would you like to have sex with me tonight? Are you all right? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you that while you were drinking. Are you okay now? There, there. Maybe it just went down the wrong pipe. I didn't mean to surprise you with my query. I simply thought you might be interested. And personally, I find you attractive and non-threatening. I understand if you are wary of such an invitation, given that we just met a minute ago, and I'm brandishing my potentially deadly circular needle with a pair of socks dangling from it. I can put my knitting paraphernalia back into my tote bag, if that will help you relax. I take my knitting projects with me everywhere. I have several tote bags full, with multiple projects on needle at any given time. One never knows when suddenly one has a few minutes to kill and can complete another few rows of stitches. Do you find me attractive? That's sweet of you to say. This party is making me feel old. I'm probably the oldest one here. I'm not certain about that, but then I don't know anyone here. Except you. I don't wish to drag you away if you're enjoying the party, but we can go whenever you want. That is, if you'd like to take me up on my suggestion. Or perhaps you'd enjoy just spending some time with me. Maybe somewhere we can hear each other a little better. I admit I'm rather self-conscious in a crowd like this. By the way, I don't mean to pat myself on the back too much, but I'm actually a wonderful cook. If you'd like something more than party snacks and junk food. Would you like to go back to my place and explore all that I have to offer? Good. I'm parked just down the street. I don't live far away. You're certainly welcome to stay with me, as long as you'd like. Do you need to say goodnight to anyone here before we leave? Because I don't. All right then. Let me put on my shawl. Well, I wasn't particularly having fun at that party, but at least I met you. It's all worth it now. The insult of my friend bringing me there and abandoning me. The humiliation of sitting on that love seat alone for over an hour with no one talking to me. Of course, I did nothing to help the situation. But the longer I remained, the more impossible it felt for me to act. I couldn't just stand up and leave. If you hadn't come to my rescue, I would have been the last one there, which would have been supremely embarrassing. Please don't infer that I would have propositioned any man who approached me tonight. That is simply not the case. It just happened that you made the effort to introduce yourself, and I would very much like to spend the night with you. And so it all works out. For the best, I hope. I don't usually bring strange men home from parties. Not that I go to many parties or that you're at all strange in the least, but I consider you to be a special case. I admit I have had my share of special cases over the years, and some of them have been quite fun. Alas, in the end, I've been left with heartbreak. But there's no need for fear or disappointment or sadness tonight. No, tonight, you and I could just have fun and enjoy a release of passionate energy and animal desire. Psychologically, it should be quite healthy and fulfilling for both of us. Are you looking forward to it as much as I am? Perhaps I should let you have your way with me in the back seat. Here we are. Yes, it's a vintage 1963. Original color, if a bit faded. I did have it reupholstered. His name is Arthur. Say hello to the nice man, Arthur. I think Arthur likes you. That's a good sign. No, he's not named after anyone. His D fell off, right there. So now it just says Art. That's why I named him Arthur. You see? You can make out where the D used to be. I call him Artie when we drive particularly fast. Is your safety belt fastened? We should be home in no time. Are you excited? I hope you're not bothered by my untoward speech pattern, or these occasional glances when I'm undressing you with my eyes. In my defense, I can say that I have been exceptionally lonely of late. But I will forgive my friend for abandoning me at that party, if you allow me to forget my loneliness, if only for a few hours. I would really appreciate that. You come in my most desperate hour of need. Oh, and I have a variety of protection that you can utilize. Totally at your disposal. That's what it's for. I'm not rushing you too much, am I? I don't want you to feel rushed into this. I would slow way down if I thought you might be interested in a relationship with me. But to tell you the truth, I've come under the dark suspicion these days that no one will have me. It's been so long. And before that, my bows just seemed to dematerialize into the ether. Or they gave me the runaround for a decade, afraid to commit, like they were waiting for someone better to come along. Well, I guess life works itself out as it will. We just have to adapt. Oh, here we are. I instantly liked you. I've said more to you than I've spoken to anyone in quite some time. Practically bared my soul. I suspect it came off as tactless, pathetic, and desperate. You didn't go to that party tonight to find a drowning woman on a couch, did you? Or a middle-aged woman knitting a pair of socks simultaneously who suddenly climbed out of her invisible shell and hauled you back to her place in a faded red jalopy. You have the most tender eyes. I've been daydreaming all this time that you might be able to understand me. Would you like to come inside? Do come in. Please make yourself at home. Do you like my doll collection? Those are Japanese collectibles. They're called Blythe dolls. Would you like to hold one? Here. This is Francine. You can change her eye color by pulling this string on the back of her head. But do be gentle. She's over 40 years old and worth about $3,000. Don't want to accidentally snap her neck. Okay, I'll put her back on the shelf. Are you hungry? I can make just about anything in the kitchen. However, I'm allergic to most basic ingredients, so I've had to figure out workarounds. But you'll be amazed, I assure you. Well, I have one more, sort of, surprise for you. I didn't know if I was going to come clean about this, but you've taken everything in stride tonight and seem very receptive. So I thought I'd just be completely honest with you. I'm sort of a witch, I guess you might say. I mean, I'm not evil or ancient or even Wicca at all. I'm just your average nice girl next door, you know. But I discovered recently that I can make magical things happen, to a certain extent. I'm still testing my abilities, and I did a little test earlier tonight. You see, I asked the universe to send me my soulmate, and then my best friend showed up out of the blue, and she left me at that party, and then you showed up. So I was wondering, why did you go to that party tonight? You don't remember. You didn't know any of those people either. Interesting. What were you doing before you went to the party? You were grocery shopping for your family. You mean your wife and children. You're married. Of course. It was silly for me to think you weren't. I should have asked before. I mean, I don't fault you for not saying anything. You were under a spell that I cast, and I basically railroaded you here, thinking the universe would obviously send me a soulmate who was still single. Look, I should take you back. Your family is probably worried about you. Do you remember where you parked? Okay. We should go. I'm not going to steal somebody's husband, even if he is my soulmate. I'm just not that kind of witch, I guess. No, I'm definitely not that kind of witch. Are you okay? Come on. I'll run you back in Arthur, and you can forget about the whole thing. I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience. I obviously have a lot more practicing to do on my casting spells. Probably should take some more safety precautions. Definitely will be careful about asking the universe for anything else anytime soon. I want you to know, I'm still happy that you're my soulmate, even if we can't be together. You seem like a really good person. And now you know where I live, if you ever need a friend. Okay?